I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Under a 1998 law, religious freedom is supposed to influence U.S. foreign policy. An annual report released today by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is a tangible reminder. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton.
One of the great things about the report is it becomes a point on the calendar where we know our government is going to talk about religious freedom.
The USCIRF is an independent committee, but they advise top-level officials like the President and Secretary of State in matters of religious freedom. Their advice doesn't always affect foreign policy. Nonetheless, the report is a call to prayer.
The countries that are Tier 1, Tier 2 countries, those are countries where our Christian brothers and sisters are being persecuted.
The full report is at missionnews.org. And taking examples of people from the Bible can be an encouraging reminder you're not alone. International Media Ministries is incorporating stories of women from the Bible to reach marginalized women today. IMM's Denise Godwin tells us,
we've heard from broadcast partners that women's issues are really important and they need more products that address women. And so we've journeyed into several pieces, short spots for the internet and then full dramas of the women of the Bible to communicate to marginalized, abused women that they are still precious in the eyes of God, no matter what has happened in their lives.
IMM's programs are helping women in difficult circumstances relate to women from the Bible and see how God helped them to overcome. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.